Blog Talk Radio.
She'll show first, and then Pleo drop, or Pleo drop first?
Pleo drop first.
Hey, it's your girl, Deanna K. Bailey, from Secret Battles on the Ear Candy Radio Network. And you can catch me every Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, fighting all these secret battles. Come on and hell with me. It's time.
Hey, 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 y'all. Happy Tuesday. It's your favorite host, Deanna K. Thank you, guys, for being here with me. Shout out to everybody that's watching my live. It's been a very long time since I went live, so I've been trying to push y'all to basically, tune in by calling in and going on to our website. So I'm not going to be live for long, so y'all might want to write down that number, pin it down, because we're not going to be live for long. So get your drink ready, because it's going to be a good show. Yes, I got my ColourPop straw, yes. Oh, yes, I love to show anyway. So, anyway, before we got on here, we're a little bit behind, so thank you for the patience. I think I'm just going to change the time of my show. Maybe I need to just start at 8 instead of trying to start at 7, because clearly 7 o'clock is not a good time for me. It just doesn't work out. I don't know. I be trying to be on time, y'all. I really do, but this is the thing. I've always been slow. I've always been a late person. And I kind of blame my mom, because, like, you know, when you're a kid and you always, like, and stuff, and that become a pattern. Like, as a kid, I remember always running late, being late. So now, as an adult, bro, I be everywhere late. Like, and I can literally get ready and be on time and be walking out the door when I'm supposed to. And then I'll be like, oh, wait, I need to get this. Or, oh, I forgot. Like, and it just be. And then I had a baby, so we're not gonna talk about how hard he makes it for me to get him dressed and ready. So yeah. So thank you for your patience. Remember, get y'all drinks and we will take this shot. So okay, let's take a shot. Everybody that's in the studio tonight, I'm gonna let everybody introduce themselves real quick. And let's introduce ourselves and tell everybody one thing that we would take. So, of course, I'm Deanna K, and I'm thankful for having the strength to continue to go into my soul, no matter what I go through. That's just it's in me.
Okay. Hi. Okay. Hi, I'm Brittany, and what I'm thankful for is I'm thankful to have some strong kids right now, because, like, as a unit in our family, we going through a lot, and my kids is really strong. Like, they be encouraging me and everything, so that's what I'm thankful for.
Aww. Shout out to the kids.
Shout out to the kids, Maya and Jay. I'm
Hold
it down. Okay,
hi. Wow. Hi,
wow.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you know how a pretty bitch puts in her mouth and it's like, bro, that's me right now. Okay, so anyway, you can get past my voice. You feel me? Because usually I'm a beautiful woman. People don't know this about me. But anyhow, I'm Shay. I'm 24. I'm from the Cleveland area.
Bitch, I know what you're thinking for.
I know what you're thinking for. I'm so sad. I'm thankful to just be alive and live life and be on vacation. You know, it's really nice.
Okay, come on.
I'll turn it over to my co-host, Jasmine.
She's irritating. Okay, hi, I'm Jasmine. And I'm just thankful for having a bomb ass mom. My mom do that shit.
Oh,
fuck, I woke up at 2, but you put me to bed. Mom vacation.
When somebody got a life top in that question,
right?
I was going to say that.
Yeah, I was about to love it. It's really the artist who I'm watching.
So, I'm like,
so yeah, I was going to say, I'm about to
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks, Lauren, for another day.
Vacation! Oh. You're the only one on vacation, boo.
Yeah, I agree. You should be ashamed.
Okay, y'all, we can come sit down. Thank you, everybody who has listened. Thank you, everybody that's tuned in. So, getting on a serious note, I think I dropped a little bit of liquor. One day I'm gonna have my girls here.
Yeah, don't tell them. Don't tell them yet.
Yeah, don't tell them. All right, so boom. If you want to take over.
Yeah, I'm on.
You can take over my life. Oh, yeah. Okay. Come on, Samara. Come sit down. Did y'all gonna be worried about
you? Gonna do both.
You ready? You ready, Samara? You trying to.
Girl! We all on air right now.
Oh! Yeah. Oh.
Okay, just ignore it.
It's okay, y'all.
It's okay. We're ready.
I'm going to introduce myself. So, boom. Tonight, so you guys know it's been a recent bill that's in Ohio about abortion. So they're trying to basically say that women should not be able to get abortion once a heartbeat is detected. So most of the time, you can detect the heartbeat as early as 6 weeks. Some after, you know, but mainly you probably can detect the heartbeat at 6 weeks. But most women know, either from experience, and I would pretty just much say for experience, not all of us find out that early on in the pregnancy. So now, basically, with that bill, basically stopping it at a heartbeat rate, and this is saying a woman can't get an abortion. So that means if you're over 6 weeks, you cannot terminate this pregnancy. We're going to get into a little bit more of facts because I did look up the actual bill and got a little bit of more information on it. And basically, the bill will basically, you cannot get an abortion of when your heartbeat at the six-week mark. But we all know that you can find out you're pregnant after 6 weeks. Not only that, the doctor, if they perform an abortion after that 6 week mark, they can be charged. I'm sorry, guys, I got tongue tied. Charged with 10 years in prison for giving a woman an abortion if she's after 6 weeks. And then I read on different articles and stuff, because I kind of did want to get a little bit of information and try to present you guys with just facts instead of just opinions. Opinions are always great, but if we don't put actions behind the opinions, then it really don't matter. So I love that everybody was commenting on my Facebook. I made just a post earlier, and we'll get into that later. But everybody was commenting and talking. But at the end of the day, if we don't get out and we don't vote and we don't go vote on issues at hand, all them comments, all them opinions, all that going back and forth all day with somebody, you just wasted your time because you didn't go vote on it. So your voice didn't even matter. Yeah, you said it on Facebook. Yeah, you talked about it. But to the government who's making these laws and enforcing these laws, nothing is being done because you're not going down there to say, wait a minute, excuse me, I feel as a woman, I should be able to do this, or I shouldn't be able to do that, or just period. At the end of the day, we're not voting people. And that is, I'm glad that it kind of tied basically back into us voting. We don't vote, different bills get passed, and then bills turn into laws, and now it's something that we have to do. Now you can put in force, oh, jail time, even so much as saying consequences for women who initially will probably try to do home abortions at this point, if that law does pass. So we're just going to get into it. And my Facebook post was basically saying, do you guys feel, since they're trying to put this abortion law in effect that you can't have an abortion after 6 weeks, you have to have this baby, do you guys feel as though we should enforce men to basically be a family with that woman, whether y'all was together or not, y'all was just fucking, it was just fun, whatever the case may be, since they forced you to have this baby, because it could be a situation where the woman feels as though, okay, this is not what I want, I can't do this right now, whether it's financially or I already have kids, or I'm not even ready for a kid. Do y'all feel like they should make the man be a family with that person, no matter if y'all was together or not?
Okay, wait, are you saying, like, does the woman want to be with the man?
It doesn't matter. If you're forcing her to have a baby, y'all got to be together. You know how back in the day where you had to get married and then y'all had to have sex, like that type of thing?
No.
Like, so, boom, like, since you had a baby by him, that's your husband. Ain't no baby daddy, bitch. If you get pregnant by this man, he your husband. Y'all got to be, like, not husband, but y'all have to be partners up until 18 years to this child being born, to this kid can go off on this, because that's the legal age for a child, as they say. Once you're 18, you're grown, but my mom always said you're of age to do certain stuff. Technically, you're not grown, but you feel me, you're of age. Y'all have to be together until that child is of age. You have to be together until that child is 18, no matter if this was a one-night stand or y'all just fucking or what. Y'all together. You show baby daddy. You show me for the next 18 years.
No.
And she wanted to pop out to say.
No.
And he wanted to slime dick because it's y'all's blood.
No, I don't think that they should have to be in a relationship with him. No. What if he's a murderer? What if he's, like, you don't know.
That's what you told me.
But, okay, I can't say me personally, but some girls, I don't know how to say this, like, some girls might fuck somebody that don't, because I just feel like we have all, I'm going to speak for everybody, we have all had that one person that we have had sex with and didn't know everything about their mother, their father, their this, their that, period. Like, everybody has went through that. So my whole thing is, you going to put me, you going to make me be with a motherfucker for 18 years that I've known this about.
No. What's that? So do you feel that it's right about this bill? Let's speak on the bill. Do you feel like it's right that they're basically making a woman have a baby? Because at that point, they are, because truth be told, I found out early when I got pregnant. I believe, I don't know how many weeks I was, but I was early as fuck. Like, it was sad. Because you know how you just find out you're pregnant super duper early. So it's like it takes forever. Bro, I found out way in the beginning. I was only a couple weeks. Like, I was so early that they had to do a vaginal ultrasound instead of a ultrasound on my stomach, because that's how, you know, feel me, that's how I wasn't that far along. So what if I didn't want the baby and then they like, oh no, you gotta keep it? Like, do you think that's fair to a mother? Because at the end of the day, as mothers, we all know that it falls back on us. It do, like, point blank, period. And I ain't gonna say just mothers. Because some dads, I know single dads, so I'm gonna give y'all credit. I'm not about to sit here and be like, oh, women. No, I'm the person who is not on nobody's side. I'm just gonna speak from both sides and let everybody say their opinion. At the end of the day, I know single dad. I know somebody who, he a single dad of, what, two. He got four, wait, yeah. No, yeah, he a single dad of two. He got two kids that he has to take care of. He is their custodian parent. He do everything. Anything you think a mom would do, he does. And the mom, guess what she do? Nothing. Not financially or physically, so do you feel it's right as a to make a woman go through that process of having a child? Or what if the mom be like, oh, I don't want it, and make the dad keep it? Do you feel like he's got to be, like, somebody got to respond to
have both for this, you know, a lot of men, you feel me, if this abortion law passes, I'm definitely team. We're going to have way more single dads. I feel like, you feel me, y'all, we don't have to, you feel me, this is not all about to just be us and all our responsibility and shit. Like,
we don't have to, you feel me, let these niggas know, like, this, you're a child too. And you feel me, somebody's gonna have to be a full-time parent.
I don't know. I always been told as a child.
My mom always But no, you shouldn't force, I'm talking shit. But no, you shouldn't force, like, I feel like you shouldn't force a woman to have a child. She has to raise it at the end of the day and take care of it. It's her body. She has to go through that. You don't have to do any of that. I feel like you shouldn't take that choice away from her. And I feel like they are trying to, like, I don't know what they're trying to do, but there's going to be, like, a mass birth. Like, there's going to be a lot of people having babies and stuff without this abortion. And some people that have not even shouldn't be taking care of children that aren't responsible. Like, and people that are being raped, and then you feel me, like, besides just being raped, just raped by a family member, incest, like, you know, maybe something could come, something happened with them, and they, like, turn you off their brain. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think they should be taking away abortion, the choice of abortion.
Women's rights. That's what it boils down to. Women's rights. Okay, so we do got a caller. I do want to go ahead and click that again because they've been waiting. Thank you so much for being patient. We're going to go ahead and click you in now. Sorry, that's all over. Oh, keep kind of touching.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, y'all.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I called to talk some shit about this stuff real quick.
Okay, honey, let's hear. First and foremost, do you want to introduce yourself or would you like to remain anonymous this evening?
Oh, this is Top White on Facebook. Add me, follow me, you know. All that.
Okay, Todd, well, thank you for calling in this evening. What's your opinion on the new abortion bill that they're trying to pass?
Well, me, personally, I don't believe in abortions, but I feel like y'all should not take that option away. Like, if a motherfucker want to get an abortion, you feel me? And I feel like if y'all is trying to take that right away, like, oh, women can't get an abortion, then whoever that baby daddy is automatically needs to go on child support. I don't give a fuck. It got to be, like, equal in some type of way because you're not about to leave me with this kid and then, no.
Okay, well, you brought up child support, but to be honest, how many dads right now on child support who... not paying it for one, if it isn't for it's not
right.
It. Or if y'all watched my show before, you've heard of some cases where it's some man who feel as though they're paying too much. Or am I putting
well,
or my whole thing is I just feel like okay, child support, but my whole thing is I just feel like people who put people on child support, y'all trying to satisfy. My whole thing is you're too a drug dealer. You're trying to put somebody on child support.
Right.
That's how I feel. Because you know damn well that black man ain't got no goddamn job. You know how you've been eating, you know how you've been wearing your motherfucking bags and them shoes and everything on your goddamn feet. You know how you've been living that up. Period. They ain't been coming to
right.
No motherfucker. Like that, like even know what he's doing. So if you put a drug dealer on child support, I just feel like you're hating that your mom that you're even not even hating because it might be that you're still in love. And don't get me wrong, just because you're still in love with your baby dad, that doesn't mean oh this or that because niggas play roles. Niggas play these roles out here. So they'll have their baby mom thinking, oh, I'm so in love with you, and oh, I'm so in love with the next two. Oh, and the next, and the next, and the next. Which that don't be taking
right.
No away. At the end of the day, I just feel like, no, serious. I just feel like that, like, I don't know, a woman, when you lay down with a man at the end of the day, I have always been told, basically, a man, he might not say, period, one. It ain't guaranteeing a man to stay with a child.
Oh,
but once you have his baby, you're guaranteed to it. Once you lay down in that bed with that man, wrap it up or not, that's the end of it from there. That's the choice choice you made. So from there on, you have to see as a woman. Because I laid out his shit. I don't know about his history. I don't know about this. I don't know about that. So should I really lay around with him and have sex unprotected if it's going to cause him to have a baby? And now
I
don't.
Do that.
But
I still feel like at the end of the day, that it should still be a choice because you can't tell me what the fuck I can and can't do with my body. Like, and I feel like y'all want to motherfucker. They taking away our right to get an abortion. So now we making all these babies. You feel me? Because bitches don't keep making these babies. So we making all these babies. Then when these babies grow up, these black babies grow up and shit. Oh, now you guys can't get no job. Now y'all want to kill all the
resources to help these kids. They taking, my thing is, they taking away all these things from kids. Like, fucking ban. It ain't no ban no more. Didn't you just see somebody post that they got to pay $750 for their kids to be in ban now because there's no funding for ban. They're trying to take away all these different sports. They trying to take away all these different
exactly.
Like, what is there for kids to do? Y'all want us to put all these kids here. Y'all talking about taking more and more food stamps away. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, y'all want to populate the world more, but y'all want to take all these rights away once the kids get here. They don't, especially in the black community, like, they don't really care about the black community. For real, for real.
Take it back in time. Women not be able to have rights. They really try to reverse everything back in time and make women not be able to have rights and stuff. But I refuse.
Because the bitches don't want to free on that. I refuse. Randy, a mother.
I do also, I feel like the caller too, though. I do agree. Like, I'm not for abortion. I mean, I do think women should have the right to get an abortion, but I also am not for abortion. You know what I'm saying?
You're pro choice.
I'm pro choice, but I'm not for it. I feel like it's abuse, though. Women, a lot of people get abortion at birth control.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
For real, though. Like, bitches' pussies be great.
You cannot be in an abortion clinic 3 to 4 times in 1 year.
Period.
You should not be just killing babies off, like, it don't motherfucking matter. But at the end of the day, if we're enforcing rules for women to win where they can have a child, are we going to put more enforcement or more laws on these men to actually step up and be a part of these kids' lives? Because, once again, you got a lot of men out here, you know, and I'm not going to say men, I'm going to say women, too. You have a lot of people out. People, like you said, laying out people having babies, making these broken families, not giving this child the opportunity to even be a part of a two-parent household because y'all don't even know
right.
How to come out like that in the first place. But at the end of the day, 9 times out of 10, if the man decides to say, fuck it, I don't want to be a dad, like you said, Jasmine, like, as women, you know, when you have a baby, bitch, that's your baby. No matter if that man leaves, that's your baby. You can go put him on house for all you want. That don't mean he's going to pay it. And if he in the street,
right.
I don't pay it. He's getting it. Anything else is going to be $50. And so, shit, I can spend $50 on diapers and wipes for my son, and that might last a month. So, they ain't even covering the bare minimum of your child. And then, exactly, men can be not petty, but men can be petty and men can be mad and be like, well, you get your child support every month, use that. Don't call me about no clothes. Don't call me about no shoes, no birthday. I don't care. It's $50. It's only $50. Well, your ass is being scored. That's what you got. That's what you wanted. So, do y'all feel like if we're going to enforce these laws on women, do y'all feel like we should start enforcing more laws on men, more than just child support, because as mothers and as parents in general, because I'm not going to take that away from the men who are in their child's life, who are doing what they're supposed to do, and who probably got full custody of their children as well, we're not going to take that away from them. Do y'all feel like that parent, that absent parent, basically, we're not going to say man or woman, but do y'all feel as though that absent parent should be forced to do some type of role? And I'm talking more than just financials at the end of the day. It's more than being a parent than just throwing your kids some money. What about if your child's mother got to go to work? Child care, y'all know I just went to go sign my son up for preschool. I had to pay $200 to reserve a spot. They want $200 every week for child care.
That's a lot.
That's a person can't
that
get government help. Then we're gonna throw in that all y'all bitches get this, all y'all get help, all y'all live off the government. What about the ones who don't? I know people who got kids and they make too much to get any assistance. What about the mom who gotta pay that $200 a week? Should it just be on the mom or should it be on the dad? Should we make the dad and the mom have to work out their schedule in a day she don't gotta work? He gets the child and the vice versa? Or should
the dads that can't pay that $200 a month? They government assistance is from prison system.
Exactly.
So
okay.
It does. That's why I said
both ends. They need to be doing DNA tested and holding everybody accountable for their actions. It should be joint custody off rip. It shouldn't be nobody got full and they just doing everything for the kid. It should be joint custody and the man should be doing as much as the woman do. The child, even you feel me, like Monday through Thursday for one parent, and then you feel me Friday through Sunday.
Honey, because I afford that because I would appreciate that.
You feel me? And we can rotate week one week. I take him to school and I do all that shit and I get him on the weekend and the next week I work on the weekend. You got him on the weekend. I mean, it should just be a joint custody thing that everybody should be doing their part. Because there's no abortion about this. It should be mandatory DNA testing. And it should be a little bit of, testing and everything. Like, so everybody doing their part. That's not fair for one person to have to do it because that really is the way it is. Women have to take on the responsibility of everything, no matter if the man gonna be there or not. And I just feel like it should be somewhere, you feel me, like it'd be a mandatory DNA testing, and then after that, we go to a joint custody and you get him certain days of the week and I get him certain days of the week and we both pay.
I just feel like I'm not trying to take men's side or any of that because at the end of the day, I'm a woman. And that's the only thing I want to keep from. I've just always been told, with me being a woman, you're a woman at the end of the day. Watch who you lay up with. The person you lay up with, you might fuck your whole life up with just from laying up with. Like, period. I've been told that ever since I was a little kid. Before I even decided to have sex, my mom has always told me, watch the man that you lay up with. If you see certain signs about him disrespecting his mom, disrespecting his sister, if you see certain signs like that, that's not a man you want to be with. And then on top of that, like, I don't know. Bless you. I don't know. I'm just not about to. I don't know. I just feel like I get what you're saying about a man should want to take part, but what is this man going to lay down with? Don't really want this child. And you're forcing him to go over with your child. And then your child go over there. He molested your child. He kills your child. And he drowns your child. Because he don't want to fucking deal with his baby. And he's been forced by the law to have his baby. So by all means, enough. If I was a parent, if you don't want my child, fuck you. I'll do it all by myself. I'll get it how I got to get it. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to put a child in nobody's hands that don't want to fucking deal with it. Because a man or a woman or anybody that does not want to deal with a child won't harm a child. You're just a sick motherfucker. All the way around, you're just sick. A person who does not want to deal with a child, don't force them. Because I'm telling you right now, you
don't want to fuck your own. Okay, so Jasmine, I have a question. I know earlier before the show, you was kind of looking up different information. Can you post information on rape and incest involving this bill?
Basically, in Ohio, it's basically you can get an abortion as long as the only way you can get an abortion after 6 weeks is if you have been raped or you have been incest by a family member. A family member has raped you or something. And that's the only way. But starting like a week ago in Alabama, they're not allowed to have an abortion at all. It doesn't matter if you have been raped, incest, doesn't matter what the cause is, you're not able to have a baby. What I does not feel is right at all. Because if I've been raped or if I've been incest by somebody in my family, how can you tell me I don't have the right to terminate this baby? You have no clue how that makes me feel as a woman. You don't know if I want to kill myself or what the case might be after all the things I've been through.
Okay, so I do want to just thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank y'all for watching and listening. The show is definitely not over. It's not over at all. We're going to go ahead and continue. I do need to go ahead and go to a commercial break and play some of these songs.
we're going to go ahead and regroup, and we're going to get everything, you know, just in order, and we're going to come back with this topic. I do want to talk a little bit more. I have one more part to it. We're going to talk about one more part to this portion of our show, and we're just going to go ahead and go to commercial. So thank you guys for listening.
Creamy and Kiki Erotic Entertainment. Opportunities available for all women seeking your inner sexiness. For more information, visit earcandyradio.com.
You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing, we're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com.
Let the money make me. What's up with all this hating you bitches been doing lately? They smiling in my face, behind my back they try to play me. Ain't tripping, man, it's gravy. When you pay her, she pay me. Why would you try to save a man that's not even your lady? Why would you try to save a man that's not even your baby? I swear my life is crazy. Been pimping since like 18. I'm acting like I don't. I know exactly why they hate me. I'm counting money daily. Departed from the act, girl. All my flights one way. I don't know when I'm coming back, girl. Selling white, girl. Selling black, girl. I thought you already knew that I was a mad girl.
I think they hating on me cause they know that I be getting cash. Or they hating on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hating on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hating cause I ain't paying no more than 10 a G.
What they hating on me?
Be snaking, these niggas be faking. I know they all be hating, know they hating on me. They steady waiting on me, took the lead, no racing on me. All you bitches pacing on me, all you bitches basic on me. Simple minded, crazy, crazy hoes. Ain't fucking with you hoes, bitches don't know what they want. Getting money, what I'm on. Rolling up, getting gone, and they hating. Still blowing out my phone. If it ain't about the money, baby, you can leave me alone. Why they gotta hate? Cause I'm good, cause I'm great. Know I'm out here making moves. Don't go making no mistake. I got a mind and a mission. No time for these niggas, boy. I'm on a mission. Leaving wishing, leaving wishing.
I think they hating on me cause they know that I be getting cash. Or they hating on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hating on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hating cause I ain't paying no more than 10 a G.
Why they hating?
my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne. Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. You clock in, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need, and I ain't trying to catch up, I just call them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pastor. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that makes the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the ghetto didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the light screen. My buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains and pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a black baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup.
Do you need first aid CPR training to fulfill a job requirement? Or are you prepared for emergency situations? Well, New Era 330 provides adult and pediatric first aid CPR. We also provide basic life support training in our new program, Family First CPR. So check us out on the web at www.newera330.com or give us a call at 330-983-9240.
You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing, we're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com.
We're back. If you've been listening, we've basically been talking about the new, they're calling it the heartbeat law.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it the heartbeat bill. Correction. It's not a law. Just chat. It is a bill. If you remember, if you're a 90s baby, do y'all remember the Schoolhouse Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember, I don't know if you know, but us 90s babies, they used to have this, it used to be this, like, I don't know if it was a TV show, prevention company, whatever. It was called Schoolhouse Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically tells you, it was like a legislation bill. And it took you to each part of the judicial system, and it showed you how a bill, what it takes for them to become a law.
Mm-hmm.
So as of right now, it's a bill. It's not, it's basically going through the process to become a law. It's like, you know how you go through.
But has the bill passed? Like, the bill has basically passed. No.
It's in January. As far as we know, in January, this bill is supposed to pass. I will have more information as to if we can go vote anywhere to stop this information at all. I'll let you guys know. But as of right now, it's just a bill. They wish to pass this bill in January. And if you've been watching, basically the bill is about basically terminating pregnancies, which we know as abortion. It's basically the law or the bill. They want to pass a bill stating a woman cannot get an abortion after 6 weeks or after a heartbeat is detected. And a heartbeat can detect it, can be detected so early as 6 weeks. Not all women find out at 6 weeks that they're pregnant. Some feel as though this law is taking away women's rights. It's basically telling the women when and where they can have a baby. And like Brittany was saying, if you guys were listening, I just played Tupac. I was just thinking my life. It might get deleted. I'm going to save it, but it might get deleted because I didn't put, I don't own the rights to this music.
Dang it.
Dang, y'all. But if you can still go back and you can listen. On live, you'll be able to hear it.
Hmm.
Basically, he was before his time. I'm just saying this brief. Okay, we'll bring your charge over here, Brittany. Can you please bring your charge over here? Mine got a shorter than it. Can you bring
your
charge over
here? Oh, wow. Not even on
mine. I want your charger, bitch.
Okay.
I want your charger.
Y'all know how girls want to be silly.
She's a brat. Everybody around me.
Brat.
Everybody.
No, you're not talking.
Yeah, I'm talking. I'm not a brat. I am not. Do not get on here.
Wait. You're not a brat.
Are you lying?
Deanna K is not a brat.
Deanna K is not a brat.
You something else that started with a B then.
Bossy?
Bitchy bossy.
Oh, yeah. It be your own people. It be your own people. That's how you feel. This is new for you guys. I'm a bitch.
You ain't a paw. You a nigga that shit.
I'm sorry, y'all. This was going on in the studio. This is the vibe. This is the energy. I love the energy. I love that we can laugh, even though it's definitely a serious topic. It definitely is. But you got to be able to laugh. But like I said in the beginning of the show, if we're not
going down here and voting, if we're not going to say no, we don't agree with these laws. Brittany, when they was doing that whole issue one thing, Brittany was there at the meetings, and they have actual town hall meetings where you can go, and if more people in the audience be like, I'm not for it, and you have so many people, well, how many was it, like?
It wasn't even that many. It was literally like
more than 5 or 10 people who didn't agree with the bill. It had to go back.
Yeah.
It had to be revised. It had to be rewritten. It had to be fit for the people. And I feel like that's where we lost our way in our government system. The people, we lost our voice. We've been so content with this is what you're supposed to do. Do this or go to jail. Do this or get a fine. Do this or pay this much money. And it's not fair to us, but what we forget as people is that we have the power to basically fix that. We don't have to deal with that as people. We can go and voice our opinion. We can go and say, fuck that shit. We're not filling that bill. If enough people knew that this bill was an action before, you know how many women I can guarantee, or even men, I'm not even going to just put it all on women, but people that could have been down there like, I don't agree with that. I don't think that's right as a man or as a woman. I don't agree with that. Excuse me, y'all. Me, personally, I'm a woman, but I definitely do feel as though people should have their own choice. I'm not for abortion, but I'm not against abortion as well. I just feel as though people should have the choice to say that, yeah, I want to have a baby, or no, I don't want to have a baby. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of things with this law that we're going to put into play. We're going to put into play women trying to terminate their pregnancies on their own.
I actually have a story about that, bro.
Okay. Camera's on you.
Oh. So, this real quick. Thank you,
girl. You're welcome, girl. You know, bitch, I don't be trying to have my friends on camera looking crazy. Period.
But for real, though, like, my aunt, she actually got pregnant when she was 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she was scared because she knew her dad. Like, her dad was crazy. She knew her dad would be on some trash.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't tell her dad that she was pregnant. Stuck a wire up in her throat to, like, make herself have an abortion.
Wow.
So she succeeded in the abortion, but she couldn't have kids. She could never have kids. She never got pregnant again. After she was 14 years old. And I feel like this law, if it's passed, that's what we're going to be going back to. Because there's going to be females out here who is not going to have no baby. Period. And they're going to go back to that.
But just to enlighten the people on the consequences of that, because like I did read on this before I got on live, before I got on air and talked about it, and they're trying to basically say women who try to basically make themselves have an abortion, make themselves lose their child during the pregnancy, you can be charged with murder. So you got women being charged with murder. 9 times out of 10, they probably have kids or they don't have kids. But, like, really, y'all, do y'all really feel as though the government should have control over when a woman wants to have a baby? Like, y'all want to take away birth control.
I don't think the government should have control over this. But I do think that if they pass this law, it's going to wake people the fuck up. And really make them be more conscious of the people that they having sex with, the shit that they doing with their bodies. Because us as women, I do feel like, you know, how they say everybody goes through their whole phase, this, that, and third. Okay, that's cool. But is it really cool? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you got females out here that niggas are auctioning. There she auctioning off her virginity, bro. She get like $500,000. They gonna pay her $500,000 for her virginity. Like, that's sacred. You know what I'm saying? Once you give that away, you can't never get that back. And I just feel like now people is just so sex ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Sex, I can have sex with him. I can have sex with her. It's nothing. Sex is just nothing now. And it shouldn't be like that. So I do think that by them passing this law, it's going to make people be more aware and more conscious of the people, women, the people that opening their legs to men, the people that they spread their seed in. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm not saying that I agree with it, but I'm not totally saying I don't agree with it. I can't say that for 100% fact. But I do like how it's opening up the conversation, it's opening up the dialogue, it's opening up people's minds to really think about the fucking consequences. Because there's so many women that just like, oh, I'm pregnant, I'm about to go get an abortion. Like, damn, how is this so easy for you to just back? Like, at the end of the day, it is murder, though, y'all, for real, for real.
Is it, though, really?
Yeah, it is, because it's...
I don't think it's murder.
It is. I mean...
Okay, I want to hear suicide. Go. You got 60 seconds.
Okay, me, I do feel like it's murder, and I've had an abortion before, so I'm not trying to down people that have had an abortion. You know what I'm saying? I've had one. And I do feel like if you did not fucking get that abortion... That baby would have been 100% born and popping out that pussy and alive. And maybe it would have been, maybe let's say, out of 100%, 5% that didn't make it because of other complications that could have happened. But at the end of the day, it is murder. Like, you killed that baby. You had an abortion. The doctor killed the baby. Like, somebody killed the baby. At the end of the day, it was a fucking baby that was about to be born that's not going to be born no more because you had an abortion. Period. And I'm not saying that you're wrong for that. I'm just saying what it is. That's what the fuck it is. And I mean, we can talk about it all day long, argue all down all day long. Like I said, I had one before. So I'm not trying to down nobody. I'm not trying to judge nobody or none of that shit. I'm just saying that it is what it is. You killed the baby.
Okay, Shay, how do you feel? You have to be a little louder.
Okay, so I'm sorry that I sound like a 35-year-old man.
She was crying this weekend. I put on all black.
I'm usually a bad bitch.
Look, this what happened. Bitches. don't do her, bitch, because she don't smoke cigarettes.
How long have y'all been friends?
Hold on, wait, pause. No, wait. I'm going to just say this. Bitches better hope they legs don't give out before mine.
Period. Yeah. I feel that for you.
You better hope.
What does that mean, bitch?
She better hope she don't need me to wipe that ass.
Me?
Yeah, bitch.
You're gonna wipe my ass though, Samara. If my legs give out, you wanna be a friend that's gonna be
bitch,
wiping my ass.
We'll see after.
Yes, man. Topic. Long story short, ladies and gentlemen, because it's fellas, I've known some men who like basically was fucking with a girl and got her pregnant, and no, not even on purpose. It's been times where dudes and got girls pregnant on purpose and they wanted the baby, and they used that line that I don't believe in abortion and shit. But it is men out here who then had sex with a girl, she didn't got pregnant. It's like, bitch, I do not want a baby by you.
But it's the men that had sex with a woman. Want you to have that baby. Once you have that baby, don't do shit for that baby. What was the point?
That was a whole nother, because they're bitter. It boils down to, you know how they be like, oh, bitter baby moms. It's bitter baby dads out here for sure, honey. It's bitter men out here who, like, that's what I said earlier. Like, if you read, you can put it right there.
because I was Asher on there. If you like read my previous post about the topic this evening on my Facebook page, if y'all follow Deanna K. Bailey on Facebook, you'll see that basically, you'll basically see that, you know, it was different men basically saying, you know, what if they wanted the baby, this and son and third, but it's a lot of men who feel like they trying to, I ain't gonna say blame the women, but it goes back to, as women, y'all need to watch y'all be on legs too. It go back to women who, how we was talking about, who may have multiple abortions in 1 year. Stop just fucking anybody and getting pregnant. I feel like though, like that's another thing. Like condoms, do y'all don't use condoms no more? Like is like condoms not the. It's not the thing to do. Wait, no, I'm not done. Cause we got so many steps before you get to abortion, bro. Like it's like you can use a condom when you fucking or having sexual intercourse if you want to be technical. But y'all know I'm raw and uncut. And if you watch my show, you know how I am. Like it's condoms. There's birth control. They even have Plan B. So at this point, like, is it like, do y'all feel like abortion should be the last thing? And then, like, what about adoption? Like, we don't talk about adoption. I've heard good and bad stories about the whole adoption thing, but I do feel as though I'm not sure what per se the government has in store for us, but I don't think it's pretty. And I say that because why do y'all want to take the rights away from women? At the end of the day, that's what they doing, y'all. Like, when we nip this shit in the butt, we're taking away women's rights. We're taking away the woman's right to say, yes, I want to go through this pregnancy, or no, I don't want to go through this pregnancy. And we're talking about women, okay, if you haven't been raped by a family member or a non-family member. In some states, they're saying, okay, if you've been raped, you can get an abortion. But if you wasn't raped, you can't. So it's kind of like they're not giving a woman a choice. But at the end of the day, why does it always have to go back on women? I really want to know that. Why does it always have to go back to it's the woman's fault? You know. You shouldn't have been popping your pussy. You shouldn't have been doing this. It takes two to tango. It takes two. It takes two to make a baby. A bitch can play with her pussy. All day long, if you won't get pregnant, a nigga can jack off. A nigga can jack off all day long and not become a fucking child.
You, my husband told me. You just said
you produce.
My husband just told me it's just like a light switch.
You
can plug. A nigga can plug into any light switch.
Say it again.
A nigga can plug into any light switch, but you the light switch though.
Yeah.
How many lights would, how many motherfuckers?
How many plugs do you have?
How many plugs you gonna let plug into you?
You not be too fast.
But then that's the power. You got the power to say, no, I'm cool. You're not coming up and just go find something else or yeah, you can get something.
But at the same time, I feel like you're taking our power away because at the end of the day, I'm not saying it's me, but any woman who does want to have 6 abortions in a year.
That's a lot, bitch.
I'm exaggerating, but that's also up to them. Who are y'all to decide how many abortions somebody has for them? That's their body. But at the end of the day, that's something they have to live with.
Okay, pause. I was just like sharing my post around and actually talking to different people about why they feel as though, okay, you know how government money pays for certain things. Government money contributes to birth control. Government funding contributes to health insurance. And some, I'm not sure, don't quote me on this, but if am I mistaken, can government insurance pay for a portion of an abortion? Or I feel like that's where they were, people who were pro-life and strictly pro-life were coming into play because they were saying you're using government funding to basically kill a life and to harm a life. And they're basically saying, like, people got to take accountability for what they're doing. So I'm not sure, like, don't call me. I've never had an abortion, for the record. I've never had one. I'm not judging nobody who has had one, because me personally, when I first got pregnant, like, it was definitely planned. It wasn't, like, no humbug shit. It was definitely planned, but like how people said, people change when you finally have a baby. That woman may change. That man have changed. And between me and the person we had a baby with, stuff just kind of changed, and it gave me mixed feelings. And at one point in time, a switch in my head did say, what if I could just terminate pregnancy and don't got to go through this and don't even got to feel what this process would be like? Granted, I did have a baby by somebody that was against it. And I'm not saying that that person was just against it for me or just as a whole, because I don't know. And I'm not going to speak on their behalf. But when it came to me and me having their child, they was like, no, abortion. I'm not paying for it, bitch. So what you going to do? And at the time, I didn't have the money to pay for an abortion. I didn't. But I love my son. And I was like how Jackson said, once I found out that I was having a baby, and I seen my baby, I went to that ultrasound. I was like, whether he here or not, I'm having my baby, and I'm going to take care of my baby, and I'm going to do what I got to do for my baby. And not he, I'm not saying he's not a good dad. My son has a dad, so let's not get that twisted. My son has a father. But as a woman being pregnant, you never know how a man is going to go. You never know how he's going to play his hand. Just like a man, you never know a woman. I know a man who has full custody of his children, and the mom don't do nothing. Not no child support, not no visitation. She don't send money. She's not doing nothing. He is the custodial parent. He's the one going to doctor's appointment. He's the one the school is calling. He is the one, not her. Go ahead, Jasmine.
And then you have where it's both parents that don't want shit to do with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you have these old grandparents raising these kids. And then you stressing these grandparents out because they don't already did their time. They don't already for real.
They already raised their kids.
And now you got them out here raising great, great kids. Or even great kids.
Real grandparents, though.
Because now
grandparents are so young.
Well, grandparents is like 34, 35.
They still trying to get it.
My age, bro. I know grandparents my age.
What is like grandma? Mama's house.
Hi, grandma.
But I'm trying to be funny. It's basically probably thinking like, who's going to do it?
I got this.
I'm the grandma, you're still a kid,
if this boy decides he don't want to be a dad no more, it's on us. So I do thank everybody for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I started a little bit late, so I appreciate everybody. We played the new commercial. Thank you, Good For Guys, for that, you know, listening. Check out our website, earcandyradio.com. Check out our blog. I was going to talk about Nipsey. His sister got custody of his daughter. If you want to know why his sister got custody of his daughter, you can go ahead and check out the Deanna K Show page on earcandyradio.com. Candy is spelled with a K. And you can read on that. And then you can also check out All Things Matter on Brittany's page. You can see why everybody is pissed off that Trayvon's had a baby. Like,
what the fuck out? Y'all mad? Why is they married? It wasn't nobody's business that my man had a baby.
But that's mine.
Anyways, it was nobody's business that my man had a baby. But since we're making it public, I was, you put me on white.
All right, well, thank you guys for tuning in. That's all I got for Deanna K. We were live with Secret Battles, and thank you guys very much for tuning in. You can check out my video from this episode on earcandyradio.com as well as Ear Candy Radio on YouTube. On our YouTube channel, we're going to spin it, rip it, and cut it, and that's that. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, all right, we're done.